Yesterday, Department of Corrections Secretary Rick Ramish said the prison system is already operating with a $46 million deficit. He predicted that the proposed cuts could force the state to stop paying county jails to house parole violators. Dodge Correctional Center officer Todd Wetzel says that means they'd be sent back to overcrowded prisons like the one he works in. He says Dodge has two day rooms now filled with bunk beds and prisoners sleeping on the floor.
We're already severely overcrowded. It's dangerous. The inmates are upset about the conditions they have to stay in. And now we're going to have to bring more inmates back into the system. It's been now almost 25 years since we've had a riot in the state. One of these prisons is going to go one of these days because these inmates are going to say enough's enough.
Wetzel says guards are also angry about proposed cuts in inmate pay that he says only makes inmates angry and less interested in programs designed to rehabilitate them and more likely to create disturbances. But Republican State Representative Scott Souter calls such talk irresponsible scare tactics. He says the $3 million cut in inmate pay was for educational programs inmates should be required to pay for.
I don't know any student in this state that gets paid to go to classes, yet we have prisoners that are paid to attend classes that are free in the first place. I'm asking the secretary to stop running around the state crying wolf and scaring people into believing that the sky is falling.
Souter says he's ready to help the prison system find more cost savings in the central administration office to prevent the need for staff layoffs in the prison and the modified lockdowns that have been predicted. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.